Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're 48 degrees. KSL's top story, she's Utah's newest congresswoman, and her days in Washington could be numbered now that Senator Mike Lee is endorsing her opponent.
Congresswoman Celeste Molloy won a special election last fall to replace Congressman Chris Stewart. But because she didn't gather signatures this time, she's got a lot of voter eggs in this weekend's convention basket. She needs at least 40% to make it to a primary, or 60%, and the nomination is hers over challengers Colby Jenkins and Ty Jensen. Yesterday, under 48 hours before the convention begins, Utah Senator Mike Lee announced he's backing Colby Jenkins, saying, "Now more than ever, we need bold conservatives in Congress." Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Both Republican and Democratic state party chairs are prepping for a busy day tomorrow. Utah Republican Chair Robert Axon was on Dave and Dujanovic this morning and said at their convention at the Salt Palace, GOP delegates will have 4 minutes to make their final case.
A good speech, it really gets to the heart of, I think, two things: laying out why this person is qualified and capable of doing the job that they are seeking. But the other element that they really have to hit is they have to have an aspirational and inspirational vision.
Democratic Party Chair Diane Lewis, meantime, says her party's going to be meeting bright and early tomorrow at Cottonwood High.
We don't have as many contested races as the GOP does, but we do have some great races that are coming up, and we have some amazing candidates.
Both party chairs expect great turnout for tomorrow's conventions. KSL News Time 602, a 27-year-old Springville man is dead after Spanish Fork police say he repeatedly rammed another car on Highway 6.
A man called police around 2 in the morning saying another driver had pulled up next to him at a traffic light and stared at him. After that, the suspect started following him and ramming his car. Police showed up and tried to stop the suspect, but he sped off. When they found him again, he was dead. He had hit a tree in a neighborhood and was killed at the scene. Police had no explanation for why the suspect had road rage in the first place.
That's KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson. Because officers had tried to perform a traffic stop, Utah County's critical incident team is investigating all the factors in the crash. There's a pedestrian in the crosswalk, right? As a driver, you make a judgment call whether to stop. Well, we're going to help you decide by letting you know South Salt Lake police have ticketed 20 drivers for ignoring crosswalk laws. Turns out you have to stop if a pedestrian is on your side of the road crossing, or even if they're just approaching your side of the road. Two men accused of cockfighting have been arrested in West Jordan.
Unified Police say the investigation started in January when a 16-year-old boy who had been removed from Kearns High School for threatening to kill a teacher was spotted back on campus. Police searched his phone and found videos of illegal rooster fighting. That sparked a cockfighting investigation, and police arrested Jose Velasquez Rodriguez and Miguel Angel Garnica Oliva in West Jordan Thursday. Both admitted to attaching blades to the rooster's feet and forcing them to fight with other roosters. Cockfighting is a Class A misdemeanor in Utah. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Former President Trump's hush money trial is wrapped for the week. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, among today's witnesses was the former president's executive assistant for decades. She testified that she remembered seeing Stormy Daniels at Trump Tower. Daniels is at the center of the criminal case. ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley today watching the defense strategy.
Even if you show intent by Donald Trump and he was part of it, even if you link it to the election, it's not a meaningful crime, that it's not really a crime or nothing that you should put a former president potentially in jail for.
After the court, the former president stopped to speak to reporters, but not about the trial. He was focused on debating President Biden.
I'm here. I'm ready, willing, and able. And if he wants, I'll do it on Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night.
President Biden told Howard Stern earlier today that he would be happy to debate Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling CNN the U.S. has seen evidence of Chinese attempts to influence and arguably interfere with the upcoming elections. Blinken is wrapping up a three-day trip to China. He and top Chinese officials have been discussing a number of contentious issues, from U.S. tech controls to Beijing's support for Moscow. And multiple tornadoes have been reported across Nebraska, but the most destructive storm hit the area around Omaha. That includes Elkhorn, where homes have been destroyed.
I've seen a several storms or several tornadoes in my life, and this is definitely the biggest one I've seen in a long time.
Police are going door to door in the community to help anyone who may be trapped. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The BYU men's basketball team is in Phoenix, where they're going to watch their new coach work his magic in the NBA playoffs.
The Cougs are taking a trip to Phoenix to see their new head coach, Kevin Young, in action when the Suns take on the Timberwolves for Game 3.
And, you know, Kevin Young is a unique hire for BYU in so many ways, so it kind of makes a lot of sense for him to do this. And, again, he's still trying to, you know, get to know these players because most of these guys have not, you know, picked him.
That was BYU insider Mitch Harper highlighting the fact that players can enter the transfer portal if they wish, and it's equally a good opportunity for both coach and the players to feel each other out. And what better way than on the NBA playoff stage? Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.